So the universal answer is a rich, fulfilling life. See, what happens is people get hypnotized by their problems, their dreads, their diagnoses, the dooms that they imagine are looming. I'm not a fan of imagining the doctor telling you that you're healthy. I'm just not a fan of that. That requires you to go to the doctor. That also requires that you stay stuck on the dot, on the problem, on the diagnosis, on the dread, on the doom. I'm a massive fan of imagining up living a rich and fulfilling life. I'm also not a fan of getting stuck on the girl. How do I manifest her? How do I get her? How do I get him? When you get stuck on the girl or the guy, of course, you're also stuck on not getting the girl or the guy. But if you imagine up having a rich, fulfilling life, then please don't make this a mantra. Don't walk around going, I have a rich, fulfilling life. Please don't do that. You see, my rich, fulfilling life has me right now reclining in the hot tub, listening to the bird song and the traffic, wondering when my puppies will come visit, because they're out here somewhere. But a rich, fulfilling life invites the girl or the guy. A rich, fulfilling life implies that you're healthy, that you're happy. How do I imagine up a rich, fulfilling life? Having the time to enjoy a coffee with a friend. How do I imagine up a rich, fulfilling life? The view from the mountaintop. How do I imagine up a rich, fulfilling life? See, it might be different for you. You might be into sailboating. My friends Ashley and Brian, they started sailboating. Cool, not my thing. I get that it's cool. I get it would be exciting, but right now, not my thing. But they imagined up a rich, fulfilling life. And what happens when you imagine up a rich, fulfilling life? Hey, in scripture it says, give us today my daily bread. Daily bread isn't just money. It's not just food. But daily bread is what's fulfilling. What do you need for your rich, fulfilling life? For your rich, you know, for your chosen lifestyle. By the way, let it be your love style. What if you had simply a life that you loved? Today's Australia Day. I got to look on the paperwork. I think it was 8 years ago I became an Australian citizen. And you know what we're going to do today? We're going to have a rich, fulfilling life. We're going to do a show. I'm going to go to the pool. I'm going to swim my laps. And I'm going to share with you a rich, fulfilling life. So your homework today, what if this became more about your lifestyle, your love style, instead of solving endless problems, trying to avoid dreads? One of the things that we've noticed with our one-on-one clients and group clients since the lockdowns and the loogies and all that stuff is a preoccupation with doom, with dread. And I can tell you, every moment that you spend locked in doom and dread, you're not giving life to your dreams. And you came here to give life to your dreams. You are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. If this resonates with you, if you love what we do, and you want to work closely with us, dreamdrivenday.com. The doors are open. We work with 30 people, 30 days of play, 4 live group calls, private Facebook group. It's a blast. My one friend says it's an adventure and overwhelm. It's lovely to be overwhelmed with lovely, isn't it? At least it is for me. If you want to stop trying to improve the conditions of your life, if you want to transform the way you be in the world, dreamdrivenday.com. So, that's what I got. My name is Mr. 2020. And I imagine you to imagine up, or I invite you to imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. On a 101 Rent My Brain call this week, one of my DDD alumni said this: DDD is the path to play. As an adult, they forgot how to play. Imagine being in your 50s and having forgotten how to play. I forgot a lot earlier than that. But DDD is the path to play. If you want to learn how to play again, if you want to learn how to dance again, and really enjoy life. DreamDrivenDay.com. Have a great day. My name is Mr. 2020. And I thank you for listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast.